Minister Abrams says Inatec was a company that had little, if any, experience in the water sector. And after a year of negotiations led by the BWA's chairman and government's debt advisors, White Oaks, a deal has been finally reached on 17 outstanding issues, 12 involving the BWA and 13 with the ministry. He says a number of the arrangements made no commercial sense to the BWA and were oppressive and ill-advised.
There were some contracts that were entered into or agreed to by the last government that would have resulted in the Barbados Water Authority incurring debts in on top of what our running costs are now. We would have been incurring additional costs of over $100 million per year in desal contracts. Those made no sense. I was not prepared to follow through with those without some investigation as to the validity of it. And we are satisfied that that price and that cost was unjustified.
Under the new agreement, the BWA has reduced the interest rate paid for its $65 million headquarters by 50% from 8.25% to 4%. It has also secured the right to own the building once the debt has been paid, with an option to stretch the repayments over a longer period.
The BWA will have immediate and outright ownership of a variety of critical equipment, including portable desal units, personal tanks, community tanks, water tanker trucks, and functioning smart meters. The new arrangement has also brought to an end the financing, leasing, and maintenance agreements, which significantly added to the cost of contracts and infrastructure. Instead, the BWA has purchased certain equipment outright or agreed to a transparent pay-as-you-go arrangement for works necessary to perform by Inatec. We've also had the waiver of punitive penalties for default and late interest.
Minister Abrams says the new agreements do not take the BWA out of the red.
We still operate at a loss. And until we get our ship in order and replace the mains and manage the proper distribution of water and sort out a lot of other stuff, right, we're still going to operate at a loss. This prevents us, this lessens our loss by $20 million over the next 3 to 4 years, right? But it does not mean the Water Authority is in any way out of the woods with its financial situation. We inherited a broken company.
Minister of Energy and Water Resources, Wilfred Abrams, and I'm Keith Goddard for Starcom Network News.